Well, Greg, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me.
We're actually speaking right now on Friday afternoon after the legislative coffee session we had here at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And the first thing I wanted to bring up coming out of that was education was took up a chunk of the time, just like it's taking up a chunk of the time in the legislature. It's the big news item and a lot of discussion here, a lot of passion here about it. You said that you expect education to be hitting the House this week now.
Yes, actually, the House Education Committee voted that bill out of committee, and we look to see some floor debate, some floor action here this next week, and fully expect it to be coming to a vote and moving on from there. The House Education Committee on Wednesday night stayed until like quarter till one in the morning. Actually, it was till Thursday early in the morning, and so they worked very hard on it. I mean, everyone has their various ideas on. There's 100 different representatives there, and there's about 100 different ideas about how education reform should look. Now, obviously, it's going to ebb and flow how things are going to look, but they worked very hard into the night to get us a bill for education reform. We fully expect to see it on the floor this week and be voting on it, and hopefully we see some passage, see some movement with that, and then the House will be right ready to take up allowable growth.
And just to kind of talk a little bit about the process of that education bill, House will pass a version. It's likely that the Senate will probably pass a different version of that bill, and then a compromise will have to be made.
Well, my understanding is that the Senate's already voted on the allowable growth portion, and so that's sitting waiting on the House to take action on. I don't know what the Senate's work on education reform was. I think they were kind of taking what the House did is they took the governor's proposals and used that as their starting point. And it doesn't look, to be quite honest, it's not the same bill as what was proposed from the governor. Several members wanted to make sure that there were certain pieces that were included in education reform. So I think what the Senate was doing is kind of waiting for the House to, smooth the rough edges off, and then they're going to go with it from there. But most likely it's going to look different when it comes back to us from the Senate.
And so then there would be a meeting between leaders. That's how that kind of process works.
You're asking a freshman a question.
Okay.
Works. So, I mean, yes, there's going to be some meetings between the House and the Senate. Yes, I'm not sure to what extent how much it's going to go back and forth, but what the bill we send them, they're going to take, and they're going to go through the whole process like we did originally. It's going to come back to us probably looking a little different, beat up, cut up, added on. It's like going to be like a big walking ball of duct tape or something. I mean, it's going to come back looking different, and at some point we're going to have to reach an agreement between the two chambers.
All right, and one that's agreeable to the governor as well.
Obviously, yes. It's got to be something he's willing to sign.
Moving on to a different topic that was touched on here today, too, something that I know the supervisors in Marion County have brought up quite a few times, mental health. Right now, the counties are in the process of moving into districts. Marion County is going to move into a district with Jasper and Poweshiek and Mahaska County.
Correct.
But there's also a transition period, and this week you guys agreed to help some funding out with that.
Yes, the House voted on, that was probably the biggest thing that that took up a lot of floor time this week on the House, is the appropriation bill for that transition. And just to give everybody a little background, in the last General Assembly, the legislature had set up for when they did this mental health redesign, and they set up a transition fund, but they didn't put any money in it. So all we were doing in this appropriations bill is we were putting money into it. All counties were given an opportunity to apply for this, and I believe they had like by November 1st of last year to get their application in. 32 counties applied. 26 of those counties met the criteria for funding, and after a DHS independent audit, they come up with a figure of $11.6 million, and that's the funding that we appropriated for this in the House, and it's moved on to the Senate, and most likely will get approved.
And Marion County did receive a portion. Let me see if I can find. Do you have that number offhand?
Yes, here I have. It was $366,000 and some change for Marion County.
All right, I had that jotted down here too somewhere. So Marion County will receive that, but it's just part of that process as mental health moves forward, and that's going to be another thing I imagine that's not completely finished up yet as counties are trying to figure that out.
No, this was just, this was purely for the transition fund to put money in the transition fund for the counties that were going to be affected and need funding for that. Like I said, what it's cleanup from what happened in the last General Assembly.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
No, we're just working hard. Keeping on top of things. You know, today, the day we're doing this recording was the last day to get any bill draft in or any drafting started for a new bill for this legislative session or this legislative year. And so we're going to start seeing things taking shape and form. And, you know, we're going to, in a few more weeks, we're going to have our first funnel deadline. So things are going to start floating to the top here. But, you know, as always, if I just encourage people, if they have issues or concerns, you know, give me a call, send me an email, come to one of our town hall meetings. We're trying to get in every one of the communities at least once a month throughout the legislative session.
And if people are wondering if you're going to come to their corner of the county, maybe say Bussey, Melcher, Dallas, Pleasantville, is that available on a website? Or
right, I have that posted up on our on my legislative website, so that at least people know that. And I have a newsletter too that people can subscribe to, and we try to make sure that when we're going to be in the next community, we make sure that people know about that in our newsletter as well.
What's the legislative website?
The legislative website is www.legis.iowa.gov.
All right, and we'll link that up to our website at kniicareless.com. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Aaron.